This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride, and it is time for our monthly check-in with the Juno Public Library. John Thill is the director, and he joins us now. And, of course, we always start our library conversations with a question. What are you reading now, John?
Well, I got a couple things going, but I think the one I want to talk about today is a great book by Kapka Kasabova, and it's called Street Without a Name, and it's the subtitle is Childhood and Other Misadventures in Bulgaria. So Bulgaria is not a place we often think about as, you know, a place that's that interesting or, you know, relevant to our lives. But in fact, you know, it's part of the old Soviet bloc, much like Ukraine. And so it has many of the same experiences and relevant, you know, features that Ukraine has. So it's been an interesting read so far, looking at that post-Soviet history. And I love this author. This is my third book I've read by her, and she is just so unique in her ability to combine just these really interesting oddities about a place or happenings, the history of a place, and then, you know, some of her own memories and experiences all in a kind of really beautiful text. So I'm really enjoying it. She's written a couple other books that I really like too. One was called To the Lakes, and the other is called The Border, and they all focus on this region of Europe around the Black Sea that's not really that, you know, well known to us, but is a very important one geopolitically.
Yes, lately we're learning a lot about Ukraine and Poland and all these other countries that are in that area, and they're really interesting countries, but I guess most of the time they're not on our radar. So speaking of things that should be on our radar this month for the library, I understand that you're preparing for another big read event.
That's correct. So we got another event coming up on Saturday, the 26th of March at the State Museum. And this one is going to be a celebration of the work of U.S. Poet Laureate Joy Harjo. We have a number of speakers going to be there to discuss her work, talk about what it means to them. We have as our keynote speaker, we have Ernestine
Hayes.
Ernestine Hayes, yep. Ernestine Hayes is going to be there. And then we have a panel featuring Lance Twitchell, Jared Olin, Shailene Grace Muller, and Aaron Trapp, all discussing, you know, the work of Joy Harjo, what it means to them, what it means to them as Indigenous writers. So it's going to be a really interesting and, I think, important discussion about her work and then the work of some of our great local poets.
Although she is sort of focused on her own tribe and her own region, I think that there are parallels, and it'll be interesting to see what some of your Thlinkit panelists are going to say, like Lance Twitchell, Hune, as well as Aaron Tripp, and some of the others that are on there. So I'm really looking forward to that. Now, I understand that you are bringing story time back.
Yes, that's something we're really excited about. Starts next week on Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Valley Library. Pre-registration is required for it, so, you know, if you're hearing about it now, good time to sign up is soon. We got some limited slots there. So, you know, if you want to get in. But we're really excited to have it back. It's such an important feature of library services, and we're really happy to be able to finally bring it back to the public. It's a really important, you know, tool for early learning and getting kids ready for kindergarten and getting ready for kids to, you know, be lifelong readers. So we're very excited to have that coming back to the library.
It is, I think, in our human DNA to love stories. And, you know, what a better way than to draw kids in through activities like story time into capturing that and helping them build a foundation for their education. Well, before we go, John, anything else you want to let us know about with the library?
Well, I really enjoyed your last segment on poetry. And I always, you know, recommend people, you know, if you ever want to check out a great book of poems, your local public library is a great place to do that. So come on in.
So didn't you find what those young people had to say sort of validating in what you do and constantly trying to put good literature out there for everyone in the community?
Absolutely. It was really nice to see a couple kids very interested in poetry and, you know, in a lot of ways they're doing the good work of spreading that message to others.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much, John Thill, for bringing us up to date on March's activities at the Juneau Public Library. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rhonda.